join me in the Pledge of Allegiance by the numbers 1. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. 2. Thank you. You may be seated. My name is Roger Jansen. At this time, the Vietnam veterans from Holland Chapter 73 will perform the Field Cross Ceremony. The forming of the Field Cross is a service done for a soldier who was killed in the line of duty and usually was done at his or her comrades who served with him or her and was done at the base camp after the battle. After the forming of the Field Cross, they will also decorate Monument Square with a symbolic wreath in recognition for all veterans who have died serving our country. The first National Declared Memorial Day was held to honor those who died in the Civil War, and our program today is a picture and a brief description of the Michigan Veterans Vietnam Wall that belongs to the local Vietnam Veterans Chapter 73. It contains all the names of the servicemen and women who were killed in Vietnam, and they travel throughout the state to display it at different functions. It is a grim reminder of the price that we have paid for our freedom. At this time, the American Legion Band will play "To Reap the Blessings of Freedom," the hymn of the Air Force. Thank you. Mayor Kurt Dykstra will give the greetings from the City of Holland. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Roger. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the Holland City Council, many of whom are with us today, Councilwoman Nancy DeBoer, Councilmember Mike Trethewey, Councilmember Jay Peters, Councilmember Brian Birch, Councilmember David Hoekstra, and Councilmember Wayne Klomparens, it is my pleasure to join them in both welcoming you into this ceremony, but also into the City of Holland. Obviously, on this day, we gather here today, as we have for many years previous, to pay homage to those who have given their lives, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend and preserve freedom for us and for those around the world. The wages of freedom are steep, and they are not evenly distributed. And so on this day, we take time in and amongst the gatherings, the trips to the beach, the cookouts, to take a moment, to take an hour, to say thank you, and to say we will not forget. To those of you who have served and are here today, remembering those with whom you have served, we demonstrate our commitment to remembering those who have paid the ultimate price by saying to you, thank you. And to those who are members of families who are remembering loved ones lost on the battlefield, lost in direct service to this country, to our country, today we honor you in a special way, and we say thank you for giving of that tremendous gift so that we might stand here in this day and in this place, free people in a free land. May God bless you. May God bless the City of Holland. May God bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Memorial Day, we not only honor the Civil War dead, but all those who have died in the many wars and conflicts that the United States has been involved in, including today's ongoing wars. The American Legion Band will now play God Bless America, and the singing will be led by Becky Russer. It is a great privilege for me to introduce our speaker for this morning. Chaplain Donald Jansen is a native of Holland. He is a graduate of Holland Christian High School, Hope College, Western Theological Seminary. Upon his graduation from the seminary in 1967, he was ordained at the Maplewood Reformed Church and then received his commission as an Army chaplain. Over his 20 years on active duty, he served 10 years overseas, including a year in Vietnam, 2 years in Korea, two tours of duty in Germany. Chaplain Jansen was given a wide variety of assignments. After finishing the basic course for chaplains at Fort Hamilton, New York, his first assignment was with a basic training brigade at Fort Bliss, Texas. He went to Vietnam from 68 to 69. His career also took him to the 3rd Armored Division in Germany and the Army's Burn Treatment Center at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. His final assignment was in Pottenville Community Chaplain, Stuttgart, Germany, where he was pastoral responsibilities for Americans' community of 5,000 U.S. troops and their families. During his Army career, he completed the requirements for a master's degree in counseling, a doctorate in pastoral care, and a residency at the Clinical Pastoral Education at Yale New Haven Hospital. After he separated from active duty in 1987, Chaplain Jansen served several churches in Michigan and Minnesota over a period of 10 years. He then became the staff chaplain for 10 years at the Battle Creek Veterans Administration Hospital and retired in 2007. Chaplain Jansen continues to serve as a member of veterans organizations and various volunteer activities. He is married to the former Ian Canoeienbelt. They have resided in Holland area since 2011. It is my great pleasure to introduce Major Donald Jansen, U.S. Army retired.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Ina and I today are grateful for the many courtesies we've been shown, the help we've received, and the love and affection we sense. After 20 years, I wondered, where has it all gone? Now, with 7 years in retirement, I say the same thing. But we're here today not for an annual nod to the troops. There's something very precious and sacred about why we are here. Our country, of course, has two holidays per year in which we recognize veterans. The first one being Veterans Day, and we recognize all those who served any time in the military. Memorial Day is a time set aside where we as a nation remember with honor and thanksgiving to God for our freedom, for those who died while on active duty, especially those who died as a result of injuries during the time of battle. We can do this, of course, because God has given to us the ability to have memories. We do remember. And it's the collective consciousness that we have as a nation that compels us to remember those who have served. We remember our men and women, our fallen heroes, whose sacrifice on our behalf would be meaningless without remembrance. That's why we remember. As Lincoln said it at Gettysburg so well, we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. And so, in our memory bank of our minds, we collect precious thoughts and stories so that we can recall and use, so that we don't have to start out every day from scratch with what we experience is not attached to anything or anybody. And I know it's easy for us as a nation, and we get into it, it seems like it's a growth industry of some kind. We like to talk about those who did us in. But we don't spend enough time talking about those who've done us good. And that's what makes Memorial Day such a treasured event. We are able to look back, not only, but to project into the future. One of our founders said, "We are the world's last best hope." And we'd better hang on to it. Indeed, the Simon Wiesenthal Foundation has as its motto, "Hope lives when people remember." And so this is even true sometimes even of our most painful memories. The kinds of memories our troops tell us about, things that they've experienced. The painful memories caused by Holocaust and ethnic cleansing and human torture. And so as we thank God today for our freedom, we also thank God for the noble resilience and moral integrity of the soldiers whose lives have touched ours, even though we've never met most of them. The stories told by our troops, and some of them are able to tell us a little, are not just war stories. Instead, they enable us to celebrate as a nation some of the things that are most sacred to us as a people, like our sacred documents that tell us who we are. And of course, that should energize us today to humbly support and serve the men and women who bear the brunt of today's wars. Less than 1% of our population is currently at war on our behalf, but they are there. And yet our remembrance covers 239 years of our history, 62 different conflicts we've been in. And some of them, as we all know, were ill-conceived and ill-advised. Some of them were small, but we lost troops in each one of them. And today, 4 million veterans are buried in 131 veterans cemeteries in this country. At that very first, what we call then Decoration Day, that was alluded to earlier, then General James A. Garfield said, "For love of country, they accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and virtues." And those troops did not want to be forgotten. You don't want to be forgotten. I don't. Who does? One night before the great battle, before the Battle of Petersburg, Virginia, General Ulysses Grant was circulating among his troops in the evening. And he saw them actually sewing their uniforms. And he asked the young man what he was doing. And he said, "Sir, we are attaching our names and addresses. So in case we die in the fighting, if that happens, someone who picks us up will know who we are and where we are from." Those men and women wanted to be remembered just like us. You see, what matters most to our troops is not simply what they're fighting against, but who they're fighting for back home. And that's why we remember as a people. We are duty-bound to do that. Those who serve take our place. Those who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice were cut down in the prime of life so that the rest of us could go on and pursue our dreams and careers. When Joshua led the Hebrew people across the Jordan River back to the promised land that God had given their ancestors, he had them build a large pile of stones, 12 of them. And when they wondered why, he said, "So that in the future, when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by these stones?' then you, the parents and the community, will tell them the meaning that God, our Lord, is our defender and the creator of our freedom." Those stones were a symbol of the values that brought them together in their faith communities. They were told to tell stories and to tell them repeatedly. Stories about their heroes. And it's no less important for us today. That's why we tell our children the meaning of the stones. Americans have monuments such as this one all over the country, and it's our job to tell our children what they mean. And when we do that, we are giving them a clue as to the importance of the meaning of life itself. Ernest Campbell, the great preacher of another era at Riverside Church in New York City, said it this way: our durability as a nation does not come with multiple singings of the national anthem or repeated pledges to the flag in unison, as important as they are. As the author of the book of Deuteronomy put it, so choose life that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying His voice, and cleaving to Him, for that means life to you and length of days. And I believe firmly that Americans, all the way from my house to the White House, had better be listening to that message. You and I are responsible for instilling in younger Americans the meaning of Memorial Day, because we, as a nation, are not going to let it become just another three-day holiday. It needs to be taught faithfully in our homes and schools and churches. Our war dead, some of whom are buried right in front of us here today, are not just names on grave markers. They were real people. They were. They were born into this world as bouncing baby boys and baby girls. And they served us well. I mean, the farm boy, the football coach, the fireman, the nurse. Yes, sometimes the kid next door. The late American poet of the 1800s said it this way: and they for who their country die shall fill an honored grave, like right here. For glory lights the soldier's tomb, and beauty weeps the brave. Finally, there's another group for whom we express our gratitude today. And I mean Gold Star widows, Gold Star mothers, Gold Star families. Because I learned a long time ago that if you love a young man or a woman in uniform, you serve too. Like many chaplains, it has been my solemn duty several hundreds of times to officiate at committal services. And each time I had to realize that as I presented the flag, a lot was going on. We were honoring God and giving thanks for another soldier. Today I saw some of our veterans making it here to the cemetery one more time. Some had a heavy step. Mine is not as light as it used to be, in case you're wondering. But that's not why I rode today. I was honored. And some of them had to ride, but they made it. They wanted to do it one more time. And what I saw was the same love for God and country that so epitomized the troops I've known along the way. So let this be a day of thankfulness to God for our freedom, and for those who died to keep it secure. For glory lights the soldier's tomb. And beauty weeps the brave.
Thank you, Chaplain Jansen, for those stirring remarks. The names on the back of the program that have been passed out are the men and women that have passed away the past year as of May 13, 2014, The list was taken from the Howland Sentinel. Instead of reading the names, the American Legion Band will play America's anthem. The words to that song are in the program. Adrian and Sharon Van Houten have been performing songs for many, many years. They will now sing one of our favorites, Veterans of the USA.
God for sending those like you who cared for the future and the dreams of me and you. The red is for the blood, the blue is for the bruise, the white is for the eyes that fought for me and you. So we lift our hearts today, filled with gratitude and praise, for the veterans of the USA. We thank the families who gave their precious gifts. The cause was greater than all their fears. And when the flag waves high, our hearts are filled with pride. You're the reason America still is alive. The red is for the blood, the blue is for the bruise, the white is for the eyes that fought for me and you. So we lift our hearts today, filled with gratitude and praise, for the veterans of the USA.
Standing with all of us today, we want to take this moment to say thank you for freedom in the USA.
Red is for the blood, the blue is for the bruise, the white is for the eyes that fought for me and you. So we lift our hearts today, filled with gratitude and praise, for the veterans of the USA. The red is for your blood, the blue is for your bruise, the white is for your eyes that fought for me and you. So we lift our hearts today, filled with gratitude and praise, for the veterans of the USA.
The American Legion Band will now perform the salute to all of the armed forces. If you can please rise when they play the service that you served in. We will start with the United States Army.
Left,
United States Air Force. United States Navy. The United States Coast Guard. The United States Marines. The Avenue of Flags now has 427 casket flags. Each flag has the veteran's name on it. We want to thank all the volunteers that put them up and then take them down at the end of the day, and the City of Holland for storing them. Holland has 4 Medal of Honor recipients. Matt Urban from World War II was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. John Essebager Jr. from Korea and Gordon Yaitama from Vietnam are buried across the street. Paul Lambers, a Vietnam veteran, was washed off the Holland State Park pier and his remains were never found. There is a place, a plaque in Grasscup Cemetery. The Holland Area Veterans Council has placed a special wreath at each site. Please take time today to view those Medal of Honor recipients' grave sites. For those of you that can, please rise for the remainder of the program. The firing of the military salute will be performed by the local VFW Post 2144, after which Ron Geertz and Alan Timmerman from the American Legion Band will play taps. After that, the American Legion Band will play Stars and Stripes Forever. While the band is playing the song, a member of the Vietnam Veterans will raise the flag to full staff. We will conclude our program today with a benediction from the chaplain of the day, Adrian Van Houten.
Uncover, please. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of the favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride, arrogancy, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endure with the spirit of wisdom those to whom thy name we entrust the authority of our government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and through obedience to the law we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble suffer not our trust in thee to fail. And Lord, continue to be with those families who have lost loved ones, and on this special remembrance day, bless them. Give them courage and strength to carry on, as it is with the troops that are still serving us all over the world. In your precious name we pray, amen.
Thank you for attending our today's ceremony. We are dismissed. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Jansen, good to see you again. Until next time.
Yes, sir.
Good to work with you.
It's been a pleasure. We will work on other stuff. I guarantee you that if you're willing.
We'll see.
I'll be with you.